Good afternoon, gamblers.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Jeffrey. Todd, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great.
Great. This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. We had another winning night last night.
How about that?
Well, you guys did. I don't think I contributed much, but you guys had a nice winning night. I went
not bad.
I went 0-2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I went 2-1-1. Personally, it's better than that.
I think Gorm's had a nice little night.
We had a good night. We lost the Astros one. Obviously, there was a tragic incident that happened in the Cubs-Astros game, so it kind of was a weird way to end that one. But dang, Astros, get it done at home. They couldn't do it against the Cubs.
I mean, I expected them to have a little more success than one home run against Hendricks.
Right.
And then all the Astros did is they gave up two solo home runs. There was really three hits that decided that ball game.
You're saying I won the bet. I was on the right side.
I mean, yeah, I was on that side as well.
That's what I felt.
It was my best bet. Yeah. And the Astros failed us.
Yeah.
It wasn't us.
They sure did.
The Astros, the number one hitting team at home against righties. Just didn't, and Kyle Hendricks has a 5-6 ERA.
Yeah,
on the run.
Not great.
It just didn't happen. Just didn't happen for us. And then my other loss was the Tampa Bay Rays. I had the run line, so they had to win by two. They won by one. But one of the catches of the year was made on the warning track in that game to prevent that W. So, the ball just didn't bounce our way last night for me.
Maybe
for me personally.
The best catch I've seen in the last 8 years.
It was incredible.
Lay it out. But close second, I don't know if you saw it last night on the social media, Todd, but this kid could play some shortstop right here.
Oh, yeah,
Tony
you see
Diggs.
That?
Yeah. Looking good in that backhand play.
I don't know if you saw that, Todd.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, find Tony Diggs on Twitter and check out his highlight reel.
Yeah, it was one of my better plays.
That was beautiful.
It was one of my better plays. But overall, we went 5-3-1. So that's a winning night. That's a winning night. Todd, your best bet did not cash in. The Arizona first five, they were down 5-3 to Colorado at that point.
Yeah, never really a question either. I mean, from the get-go, I was like, yeah, this isn't going to hit.
Gorms, your best bet, the fucking Minnesota, I don't know who they are, Lynx.
The Lynx.
The fucking Lynx. Fucking easy cover. Another easy cover in the WNBA. So that puts Gorms at 2-2 now in the WNBA. We're back.
I've been waiting a long time to say
shit.
This.
What? Go ahead and talk shit, listeners.
It's what I do. By the way,
Bailey, you don't have
big props to Odyssey Sims. She played out of her mind last night.
Of course, she fucking was incredible. I watched the entire
15
thing.
15 points off the bench. I love it. Way to go, Odyssey. A great win.
Bailey, do you happen to have the soundbite from your father yesterday about the Blues and Bruins by any chance?
Good luck.
Congratulations to the Bruins.
Huh, Todd.
Let's go.
You called it. You said the Blues were dead.
They're dead.
They weren't, though. They weren't. Yeah. Nice little win there by the Blues.
Oh, wow. What a one-timer
It's one of those things, man.
You reversed
it. I did it for you guys.
Yeah.
Because if I called it out, no way the Bruins were going to.
That's why I like you. I'm serious. I've known this that from day one. You're not a self-serving guy. You're there to help others.
Right. If I would have just said, yep, it's unanimous,
right.
No problem. No chance the Blues win that game.
Beautiful. Thank you, Todd.
You're a good guy.
He is a good
sacrifice.
Guy.
Sacrifice.
You're a good guy.
He's like, I don't want to look good. I want these other guys to look good. That's the kind of guy he is.
Let's rattle off some wins here real quick. Philadelphia, first five. They're up 11-1.
Nice.
Who was that? Whose nice little pick was that?
It wasn't mine on Philly.
That was you. Yep. Philly and St. Louis. That was you, Todd.
Yep.
Over first five, Seattle, Texas, also Todd. Nice little winner there.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, pretty good.
New York Yankees. Easy W there for Gorms.
Nice layup.
And then the first five under pushed for Todd, Yankees in San Diego. So it's okay. We'll take a push.
Uh-huh.
Gorms, great call that Paddock was going to go into the Bronx and just be fucking rattled.
Love it. Sorry,
he was,
kid. Tough
right?
place to play. That's the biggest show on earth sometimes. That whole stadium. So, hey, they just got his tits lit.
Yep.
There we go, Rook.
All right, so those were our best bets, or those were all of our bets for yesterday. Our best bets for today. Let's get into the degenerate of the week standings. I am 3-1 with my loss last night
nice,
on the Astros.
Tony.
Todd falls to 2-2. His only loser would happen to be his best bet, which is just bad luck. It's just bad luck, Todd.
Yeah, fuck me.
And then Gorms, fucking Lynx, baby.
Lynx.
Best bet was the Lynx, so he's at 1-2-1.
Hey, we're getting there.
This is the last pick of the week for our degenerate of the week standings.
Unfortunately, no WNBA games tonight. So
and
I'm a little.
Unfortunately, you're out of the running for this week anyway. So,
but I'm just going to throw a little winner in today for
what's
you.
What's first your guy to ever complain that there's no WNBA games?
What's your best bet for tonight, Chris?
Raptors in Toronto.
Okay.
They are going to take game one
in
the series. I'm sorry, I am not betting against Steve Kerr and Steph Curry. I don't care if Durant comes back or not in the series. I'm calling it right now. Golden State, yet another championship. But tonight, it's a little bit different. They are going to make some rumblings. Kawhi, we need a lot of bench help. Let's go Serge Ibaka, if you're listening. Gasol, I like Toronto to win tonight. My best bet.
Do you? That's interesting.
They're minus a point.
That's because my best bet happens to be the Golden State Warriors.
Attaboy!
The Golden State Warriors, I don't know if you've seen, are 31-1.
They're very good.
Without Kevin Durant in the lineup. So until Toronto proves to me that they can beat the Golden State Warriors, this will be a prove it game for me for the Toronto Raptors. I am going to stay with the Golden State Warriors. Also, a little fun fact about that 31-1. The only loss was to the Toronto Raptors. So maybe a little hesitation there, but I am going to go with Golden State until I am proven wrong, or they are proven wrong, that they cannot win.
Last time they played a game one, Kawhi against this Golden State team, they were up 25. That's all I'm saying. Let's watch a ball
Who?
Game.
The Spurs or
the
Golden
Spurs.
State?
The Spurs. And then, of course, Zaza Pachulia came in with his size 16.
Who won that series?
Golden State.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I'm on Dick's side here, Golden State. The Raptors are 1-8 against the spread in their last 9 games, playing on 3 or more days rest. Kawhi literally willed them to the NBA Finals. He was stellar, but he carried every win, and I think we'll see him fall a little flat tonight because of the emotional and physical toll that takes on him. They're a young team, and let me tell you this, Gorms, I think you've said this before, young teams find a way to lose in the end.
Huh.
This is when championship medal shines through.
Steve Kerr, 5 championships as a player.
I believe his game one record is
18-1.
There it is.
18-1 in game ones under Steve Kerr. Tonight they make it 19-1.
I should have known fucking Statty Todd would have had that for me.
Love it, boys. Let's go.
Is that your best bet or just a bet? You were just building on the top of us talking about the NBA.
I'm not going to take it because you have it for best bet because I got another one I like just
correct. If we both take the same, then Nick guarantees me a win.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, if you want to
do that, that would be bad gambling on a good gambling show.
Yeah, it is a good game.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah.
People say that. People really do say that. Also, I want to thank everyone for responding to me on Twitter with their favorite person who covers their NFL team.
How'd that go? How'd that work out?
We got a lot of fucking replies.
Nice.
We got a lot of replies. If you didn't see it on Twitter, reply to me. Send to me on Twitter your favorite person who covers your NFL team. We're going to try to get him on here to talk about the upcoming season.
Blah, nice. Blah, blah.
All right. So what is your best bet then, Todd?
My best bet, the Dodgers. First 5 money line at home against the Mets.
Love it.
The Dodgers have Hyun-Jin Ryu on the mound, 7-1, 1.65 ERA. The Mets are starting Jason Vargas, 1-2, 5.22 ERA. Let's go.
Bats are hot out there in L.A.,
yeah,
Todd.
Buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you could just book that one in the W column.
All right, I'll go ahead and take it now.
Go ahead, Todd. So that's what we have for our best bets. We already talked about the NBA game tonight. Now let's just move on to the MLB. Not as many games today. I'll be honest with you. There was nothing that really stood out to me. I mean, the Ryu bet is a really good one. Mm. I just didn't want to take like -250 or whatever. I didn't feel like laying that type of juice today. Eyes are rain out for me today.
It is.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm not going to force games on you guys.
Okay.
I'm not going to just throw picks out there for the sake of throwing out picks. It's a rain out for me today. I didn't like anything on the board.
I love it, Tony. That shows self-discretion and patience. I love it.
Experienced gambler.
All right. I'm gonna go right now, Todd, because I am pushing this one, and I really don't like it.
Let's go back and forth. You got more than one?
I got one, Todd. Oh, okay. I almost had a rain out. It's real quick. 7-0 zip yesterday. Great win for the Yankees. Now the Red Sox come to town.
Yes,
here we go. And Chris Sale, is he back? Well, we're going to find out. The lefty on the mound in the Bronx. I am taking the Yankees over the Red Sox tonight, okay? I like J.A. Happ. He's not going to win a Cy Young. But Chris Sale, you're tough. You get a lot of strikeouts, But that bat, that lineup is getting healthy in New York. I like them to beat Boston tonight.
All right. Todd, what do you like?
Arizona money line on the road versus the Rockies. I like Taylor Clark on the hill over Kyle Freeland. Clark is 1-1, 2.94 ERA. Freeland's 2-6, 6.71 ERA.
It's a wild situation.
Plus, he's a lefty. And since March 1st, the D-backs are the second best hitting team against lefties on the road.
How about that?
And since April 1st, they are absolutely the best hitting team against lefties on the road. Arizona steals this one.
Great
good
stat,
value
Todd.
There, too.
Nice. Can you give me
plus 130?
Can you give me Kyle Freeland's stats that you rattled off there again?
I am 2-6, 6.71 ERA.
It's unbelievable. The dude came in second last year in NL Cy Young voting, second or third, and then this year just absolutely fucking terrible. But so like when you're looking at gambling, like I did today, and I was like, I almost won Arizona too. But then part of it scares me. I'm like, what if he comes out of a slump and starts pitching like he did last year? Does that ever cross your mind? Anything like that ever cross your mind when you
absolutely. Go? These guys will find it. It maybe take a couple more weeks than the other guys in the league. Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was gonna jump on the Diamondbacks this morning, but then I was like, every single game I looked at this morning, there was something there that just it just didn't sit right with me.
I think he's going to have to wait for a team that doesn't like to fucking eat left-handers on the road for fucking dinner.
Oh.
And I am monitoring, by the way, the French Open right now. I don't have a play on it, but Gael Monfils on the court as we speak of this recording, or rather.
He is.
Against Monterino, yeah.
He is up a set.
There we go.
He is up a set, Gorms. He won the first set 6-3.
Attaboy. Athlete.
Yeah, what did you say? Number one athlete in the world?
In the world. That includes all of European as well as world soccer. That includes the NBA, the NFL, the major leagues, and, of course, the NHL.
Okay.
I also have Texas first five money line at home against the Royals.
Love that, Todd. I thought you were done. My bad,
that's
bud.
All right.
My bad.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
This one is simple for me. The Rangers are the better team. They're starting Mike Minor, 5-3, 2.55 ERA. He's a lefty since April 1st. The Royals are 26th in the league hitting against lefties on the road. I think they have a bad outing today. Texas jumps up early. I don't know how it ends up, but with this guy on the mound, he gets shelled, has to leave.
They're going
to
jump up early.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yep.
Do you have any other ones?
No, that's it.
Okay.
I'm not going to put this other one in the parlay, but
okay.
It's one I like.
So since I don't have any baseball picks for you, I'll contribute in this way. Right. A lot of people have been asking where we get where we get our stats on, where they are first five, where they are runs per game, blah, 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 stuff like that. So it's a collection of different sites. For the last 30 days in versus lefties, versus righties, we use a website called fangraphs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the first five run per game, there's a great site called teamrankings.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stats on there. And then for pitcher stats, the best site that I've gone for ESPN, if you go into the single games and then you click on the pitcher's name, it'll show you how they're doing this month,
yep.
How they've done the last 7 days, how they are on the road, how they are at night, how they are during the day. So it's like a collection of different sites that we pull all of our information together. And then obviously we use the Action app to track. They've got, what was it, the umpire information, the stadium information, the wind, all stuff like that. And then where the smart money is versus the experts pick, stuff like that. So,
also, I think if you like first fives, man, like Joe, keep up with Joe Osborne. Like every week he updates.
Salty,
you know,
Joe Osborne.
The most profitable, the least profitable.
He actually
pitchers,
tweeted him out this morning.
Yeah, it was a fresh one, so I like it.
So, yeah, all of our picks, it's not like we're just looking at one thing. We are going from a collection of sites and pulling all of the stats and information and trends and knowledge to give you our best picks. So just know that we're not just coming in here all fucking willy-nilly.
Yeah. Oh. And I also go to middlerelievers.com for my information. Middlerelievers.com. Don't know if it's a website, but it's a something I'm going to start betting on. I'm serious when I say this.
Middle relievers,
Todd. Sometimes these guys, we love the first five bet here at Bro Bets, but then these guys that come up to kind of steady the ship a little bit, wait for the closers to come in. Those are the guys that are getting lit up. And I am going to find those guys and say, hey, they may win the first five innings, but then when the sixth, seventh, eighth come around, these guys give up leads, I'm going that route.
So you're going game line.
Yeah,
that was another. Yeah. That was another thing that made me mad last night, Houston. And,
based on the middle reliever, I like
middle
the
reliever. That's what I'm saying. So some
because it can be deceiving when you see the starters. Yes, if you're not a first five better, you might just jump on that game line and then get fucked.
I was either going to do that or umpires, but I decided for middle relievers.
All right. All right.
Yeah, and if you Google MLB bullpen stats, there's a nice little ESPN page that on that that ranks them, which, well, I guess I expected the Cubs to at least blow it last night. As far as
I did too. Mm-hmm. I did too.
As you can tell, I'm still really rattled by that pick.
Yeah. I mean, the Astros have like the best bullpen, right?
Well, they're very good, and they are number one against righties, and they just let me down.
Hey, sometimes science lets you down.
Like I said, weird game last night, boys.
Do you
weird
have any,
game.
You have any French Open picks for tomorrow or anything like
I
that?
I don't. I will have. We will go to air tomorrow, and I will have some weekend looks at the French Open. But right now, I'm just all eyes are on Gael Monfils.
I mean, he won the first. He's down 2-0 in the second.
It's all right. Athlete,
yeah,
Tony.
He's an athlete. I mean, he's going to come out in the end, right?
Yeah.
He's going to come out towards the end.
How many do we have in the parlay?
We have today in the parlay five.
Five?
Yeah.
You good with five?
I'm going to say five for 260.
All right. Well, here's my question.
I just like guessing. Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible guess. But
spit it out, Tony.
Todd and I took Golden State. You took Toronto.
Sure.
Should Golden State be in there or not?
It's a democracy here at RoboBets. You know that, and I know that. We listen to the people, and in this
majority
case,
wins.
I am outnumbered by the people. Put them on.
66.7%, just in case.
Put them on, Tony.
Just in case you wanted to
so
know
we're
that.
Going with the majority?
Yes,
absolutely.
We are.
All right, all right.
All right. Golden State Warriors, this is our cup of coffee a day parlay for Thursday, May 30th is the Golden State Warriors -1. The L.A. Dodgers first five from Todd, -270. The New York Yankees, +125 from Gorms.
Let's go, boys.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, first five. Was it first five?
Nope.
Full game.
Full game.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, full game, +115
nice.
From Todd. And the first five, Texas Rangers, -150. Those are our picks for today. $5 to win a Cole Benjamin. $100.46.
Okay, not bad.
Hey.
Better than a sharp stick, boys.
Yeah. Better than a fucking... I still don't understand what that means.
It's an old folk tale or saying or something.
Because if I mean...
Better than a sharp stick.
It's hard, to find a good sharp stick.
Yeah, but fun fact, you put 500 on it, you win $5,000.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh,
now we're getting somewhere.
Let's see here. $500 to win $10,046.
Oh, $10,046.
Yes.
Oh yeah, 21.
That's all right.
Yeah. I get it. It's math.
You know, you do what you want with this information. $5 to win $100. That's our cup of coffee a day parlay today. We will be back tomorrow with more picks, more analysis, more recaps.
I want to get into
more
questions. A lot more fun.
What do you got?
Friday we're going to call it out.
Oh, you want to do?
Can
your
we just
NBA
have some fun
today?
We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll get game one under our belt tonight.
Okay.
With no KD in it, and then we'll talk. I just want to get not so much a bet because it is a wager out there if you want it. But
correct.
Where NBA free agents will end up, the KDs of the world, you know, the Klay Thompsons of the world. And even Tony Davis, our friend down in New Orleans,
not so much
a free agent, but where he's going to end up. So I just want to get your take on it. It's a fun little segment. We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it, everyone. We appreciate all of you on Twitter at RoboBets, myaction.app/RoboBets. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.